For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The neighborhood of Frazier in North Memphis erupted in violence Wednesday night after a 20-year-old man was killed by U.S. Marshals. They had multiple warrants for the man's arrest. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says Brandon Weber rammed his car into the officers' vehicles, then tried to flee with a gun. The killing led to a night of community unrest. More than 20 police officers were injured by people throwing rocks. Some journalists were pushed around. With us today to look at the big picture is political analyst Otis Sanford. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Otis, what were your thoughts as this event was unfolding on Wednesday night?
Well, first of all, the first thing that came to my mind was, I guess, sadness. It's never a good thing when you have confrontations like this between the police and a community, especially a community where there's a large level of frustration already. And that's where Frazier is, unfortunately.
So what are some of those frustrations?
Frazier is a community that has a lot of poverty. The schools in Frazier are not the best when it comes to academic achievement. It has a lot of family dysfunction. The reason I know that is because my wife does a lot of work out there through a ministry. And I come in contact with a lot of people who live out there, and we see that level of frustration firsthand. So I'm not surprised that if something like this were going to happen, it would happen in a place like Frazier, where residents there feel like they have been marginalized and ignored for so many years.
Hmm. So we don't really know the full picture behind the shooting itself, but we did see in Facebook Live videos that Memphis police used shields and tear gas. What do we think about the response here?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, you have to ask yourself, which came first? Did the unruly crowd come first, or did that kind of presence provoke the unrest? I don't know the answer to that. You know, a dominating police presence like that is always a recipe for some confrontation. So I think that the police department has to answer those questions and talk to the community, especially since the police were not involved in this from the very beginning, at least not on the front lines, because this was a federal matter. So I'd be interested in hearing what Police Director Mike Rollins and the mayor has to say about that level of police presence.
Well, there is a mayoral election coming up, and you've said here before that Mayor Jim Strickland has a good chance of winning unless there's a big incident. And officer-involved shootings, even by U.S. Marshals, tend to affect the mayor. What do you think Jim Strickland needs to do right now?
Well, what he did was issue an immediate statement that defended the police presence and criticized the attacks. But as we go forward here, there needs to be clearly some discussion about what precipitated that large of a police presence. And I think the mayor has to address Frazier in a much more meaningful way and talk a little bit more about what can and should be done to improve the lot of residents in Frazier.
Hmm. County Commissioner Tammy Sawyer, who is running against Strickland, was there on the scene last night,
right.
And she was clearly critical of the marshals and of Memphis police. She called Brandon Weber's death a murder on Twitter, to which Twitter responded accordingly. Otis, what does this tell you about that candidate?
She has staked her notoriety up to this point through street activism. I mean, that's where we first heard about Tammy Sawyer, was her efforts in the takedown of the statues and Black Lives Matter and street protest and things of that nature. So I'm not surprised, but I think we have to be careful to call this a murder. We don't know all the facts here, and I think that is jumping to a conclusion that doesn't do anybody any good. And you certainly shouldn't be doing it for political purposes here.
And, you know, maybe in the spirit of not jumping to conclusions or at least getting caught up in the misinformation that's out there on social media right now, what should we as the public be looking for in the next week or so?
First of all, I'm looking for video proof, video evidence of exactly what happened. And there are reports that even the victim himself was taking cell phone video. I'm going to be looking for how Police Director Rollins responds to this and talk to the community. And I want to see how the community, whether we ratchet down the tempers and we arrive at a more peaceful atmosphere. And then we can address some of the other issues that are going on in Fraser.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about what's happening in Memphis and throughout the state. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.